What's the topic for today? Something different than... zigzag way. If someone is sincere, even though he makes mistakes and goes to the right, ultimately Krishna, Vaishnavas, redirect him and he ends up going to the left, only he may end up going too far to the left also. But he'll progress on the path because his purpose is pure, even though his methodology is flawed. Even liberated souls may make, quoting the wrong shloka, or things like that. Or sometimes there's the idea that a liberated soul knows everything. He's like all-knowing sarvagya. And that was a misconception. At some time by other Vaishnavas that Prabhupada is sort of like all-knowing, knew everything that was going on, and the abuse of Gurukul and things like that, but that's not our Siddhanta. Krishna is all-knowing. Prabhupada said that. Krishna is all-knowing, he knows everything, but Bhakta Samsaya, and he quoted that. Advaitad Harinadvaitad Acharya Bhakta Samsaya. His purpose is perfect. Even though there may be some type of error in detail. Conditioned souls, they make error in principles, they make error in philosophy, they make errors in what direction Krishna consciousness really goes, and liberated souls don't do that, but they may get the bus that goes in the wrong direction, doesn't go to the temple. It's not. Krishna's perfect in all ways and is all-knowing. When the cows ran down the hill to their calves and leaving the cowherds behind, then Balaram, he was really doubting. He says, what's going on over here? How can the, why are the cows showing such inordinate affection to grown-up calves? The cowherd men were tending the cows, and Krishna and Balaram, the calves, big calves. He said, and why are they wanting to feed their grown-up calves? These calves are past milking time. So he suspected that these weren't actually really calves, but they were Krishna. Because that type of affection is only shown to Krishna. And I said, but how come I don't understand this? Am I being covered by some type of witchcraft or magic? So there the point is that only Krishna, even Balaram, isn't fully in tune with everything that Krishna does. Because Krishna is the supreme, and everyone else is subordinate to him. Of course, that's Krishna's lila. But still, that's the situation. So we don't think Balaram is in ignorance or doesn't know something, but still, he like everyone else for a whole year was not tuned into what was actually going on, that Krishna was the cowherd boys, Krishna was the calves. Well, later on, he just sort of figured it out indirectly, and then Krishna told him what actually happened. And the nature of Krishna's pastimes is that they're human-like, and human behavior manifests there. And Vaishnavas, when we live in this world, liberated Vaishnavas, there's also added adventure to their service. They also follow the course for, like Krishna's, the world of making mistakes. Why was Yudhisthira Maharaj so absorbed in gambling? Like he was some kind of addict, someone addicted to gambling. Yeah.